Ohio's Auditor Dave Yost says he still wants some answers about how Jobs Ohio, the state's private, nonprofit job creation company, is spending its money. Yost has wanted to audit Jobs Ohio, but tells Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles Ohio lawmakers have put limits on how he can do that.
Well, the legislature has said that it is a private, not-for-profit corporation and not a government entity that operates on dollars that are not public dollars. And the legislature gets to define terms, and I follow them.
Are you still going to have the audit out, though, on that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When can we expect that?
You know, the problem is it's a first audit, so you don't really know what you're going to find, and we're well along. I would guess that we're three-quarters of the way through our work, and so based on that, barring anything that I can't foresee, I would expect in, you know, mid-late October. But that's not a hard deadline because we haven't audited this entity before, and I don't know how what we're going to find.
Yost says this is the only audit he'll be able to do on Jobs Ohio since the legislature changed the law to prevent him from doing future audits. Yost's likely Democratic opponent in next year's election, State Representative John Patrick Carney, says Yost should have done a more complete audit of Jobs Ohio by now.